earlier in the program, we were joined by Tanner Kern from DraftKings Sportsbook and Forbes, and he likes going with an over on Tyrese Maxey with his 37.5 points plus rebounds plus assists without Joel Embiid. He thinks the volume is going all to Tyrese Maxey, who is playing like the best player on the Sixers this season. The Brooklyn Nets are at the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cleveland, a 16.5 point favorite, total of 230.5. Now, I want to bet overs on tanking teams. This is how we are going to attack the tanking teams for the rest of the NBA season, is play overs. I have pause here in this game only because I just don't know how many points the Nets are going to score. But this is something that we've been tracking, me and my team, in the last two seasons since in the post-All-Star break, when you have a bad team against a non-bad team. Now, what does that mean? Bad teams have a winning percentage of 35 or lower, or 350 or lower, and the not-bad teams are above 35% for a win percentage. If you look at bad teams versus non-bad teams in the last two seasons, post-All-Star break, those games are 59% to the over. 59% to the over when you have a bad team versus a non-bad team. So I do lean heavily towards the over 230.5 here between the Nets and the Cavaliers. And what do we talk about when it comes to these overs with the tanking teams? How do you tank without letting it be known that you're tanking? You play fast. You play fast and you maximize the number of possessions. Because the more possessions that you have over the course of a game, the more opportunity you're going to have to be outscored. If you look at some of these bad teams in the NBA, like the Brooklyn Nets, like the Pacers, like the Wizards, like the Kings, right? These teams are being outscored, like if you look at their net rating, by at least 7 points per 100 possessions. In some cases, like the Wizards, it's like historically low, like 11 points or so. But the more possessions that you can create over the course of a game, the more likelihood you're going to lose. That's how you tank without letting it be known that you're tanking. Because the NBA is catching on, right? They're finding these teams. They're finding the Jazz. They're finding the Pacers. You can't bench your players in the fourth quarter anymore. But what you can do is just play fast. Just run up and down the floor. Create more possessions. Think about it. If you can't understand that, think about it in the opposite way. If you are a significant underdog, you are the worst team compared to your opponent. Your opponent is significantly better than you. What do you do in order to give yourself the best chance to win that game? You slow it down, right? You try and limit the amount of possessions. You try and limit the amount of times where you can be outscored. Well, this is just the opposite. You're trying to lose the game. So let's get as many possessions as possible. Let's run up and down the floor. That's how you tank. And that's why we're going to bet the overs involving these tanking teams. So the first lean would be Nets and Cavs to go over 230.5. Pacers and Wizards play each other. I'm not going to touch the bad team versus the bad team angle in that one. The Pacers, 3.5-point road favorites, total of 232.5. Pistons at the Knicks. The Knicks up on DraftKings right now, a 3.5-point favorite at home. This could be a preview of the Eastern Conference Finals. Two of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. I lean towards the Knicks. Total in this one, 223.5. Raptors at the Bulls. Toronto, 5.5-point favorites. Suns visit the Spurs. San Antonio laying 7.5 at home. Celtics at the Warriors. Boston, a 5.5-point road favorite. And in this game, I think we have an interesting angle. Jaylen Brown is observing Ramadan. Here on Wednesday, it was the first day of Ramadan. And Jaylen Brown, as well as a couple other NBA players, but Jaylen Brown's the biggest marquee name that's doing this, is observing the holiday, meaning that he is fasting from sunrise to sunset. No food or water all day. Now, yes, sunset here on Thursday is like 5:30 or so, and the game's not until whatever, 7 o'clock, so he does have like an hour and a half to eat some, you know, PB&Js, right? Get some fast-digesting carbs, rehydrate, and get ready to play. But I want to fade Jaylen Brown in the first game that he is playing under these conditions. He's not a stranger to this. He's done this every season, fasted during Ramadan. But I looked last year, In the month of Ramadan last year, Jaylen Brown only averaged 18 points per game. And yeah, that's a different team, obviously. There was Jason Tatum involved. But in the first game playing, even with Jason Tatum, yes, he scored 22 points. He would have gone under the number that I'm about to give you. I think if you add just, it's a whole confluence of events here, where Jaylen Brown did not have an All-Star break. He played in the All-Star game on Sunday. And now, on Wednesday, he starts fasting. On Thursday is going to be his first game now dealing with the fasting conditions. This is where I want to fade him. The way I'm going to fade him is I'm going to go under 35.5 points plus rebounds. Now, the reason why I'm doing the combo prop here is because you get an extra point or rebound. The sportsbooks love taxing bettors on overs, because they know the public loves betting overs. And so if you take Jaylen Brown's points props of 28.5, 27.5, 28.5, and you take his rebounds props of 6.5, it's going to add up to 34. The number should be 34.5, but yet the number's 35.5 because they tax you on wanting to bet the over. Well, we're going to take advantage of that, and we're going to get an extra point or rebound by betting under 35.5 combo Jaylen Brown points plus rebounds. Then you have the Orlando Magic, 8.5-point favorites at the Kings. This would be a bad versus non-bad team. We like the over 224.5. And then the Nuggets are at the Clippers, Denver, a 4.5-point road favorite in LA. If you want to stay sharp as a bettor, having the right information makes all the difference. Just Win Bets, baby, uses mathematical models and AI-driven analysis to help identify value and break down betting markets across multiple sports. From college hoops and the NBA to the UFC and international soccer, they're providing insights to help you make smarter decisions. They also go live every Friday with a full weekend betting preview. And right now, their picks are free for a limited time. Just scan the QR code on your screen and follow Just Win Bets, baby, to stay ahead of the market. Also coming up here on Thursday, as I mentioned, it's the start of the NBA season. It is also the beginning, the first round of the Genesis Invitational, where Scottie Scheffler is an overwhelming favorite. Right now up on DraftKings, plus 295 to be the outright winner. Your second favorite, Rory McIlroy, plus 1325. That is a play that was given out by our very own Wes Reynolds, who joined us earlier on the program. Wes, of course, you can catch his write-ups up on vsin.com. He is part of the team that co-hosts Long Shots, our golf podcast here at VSiN. Those guys do an incredible job of breaking down the field for each and every event on the PGA Tour every single week. And so he likes Rory this weekend here at Riviera in LA, the Genesis Invitational, where it's not going to be a typical LA event. It's going to be possible rain, cold, wet conditions, and maybe that benefits a guy like Rory. So it's going to be fascinating to watch the first round get underway here on Thursday.
So you're listening to this podcast hoping to get an edge, but what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset, but what if you had the toolkit to go with it? Because here's the thing. Pro bettors are shelling out thousands for access to sharp data and pro-level tools, and yeah, that's why they're pros. But we've leveled the playing field, giving you access to the same edge with VSiN Pro. Oh, and all for less than a unit you'll place on a Thursday night game in November. Just tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets today.